What's going on, everybody? It is Coach Greg Adams back in here with another YouTube live stream. Welcome to the Wake Up Show, part of the Free Agent Lifestyle podcast, also part of the Free Agent Lifestyle channel here. And I just want to let you guys know I am on here in Orlando. I'm not sure how this is actually working. I'm trying to pull up and see where my stream is on this one, and I can't even pick it up right now. But I appreciate y'all for being here. Everything's not exactly the way I want it right now. I see I got a live now, but I can't see my super chats. I can't see a damn thing. It is what it is. But anyway, the internet is pretty low here as well. It is pretty low. So bear with me as we get through this one. Again, this might not be a very long stream. Let's see here. I'm going to see how I'm streaming here because I can't even see how I'm streaming. Number one, I am in Orlando. I just arrived here late night, got in here from Miami, where I kicked it with the Fresh and Fit podcast. I appeared on two episodes. The two episodes that I appeared on Tuesday, and I appeared on Wednesday late night with the girls. So hopefully you guys get a chance to catch that one. And just arrived here in Orlando, got my studio set up, and I'm speaking at the 21 convention. So that's what's going on with me. I'm here in this hotel room, and I had to turn the heat, the air conditioning down because it was humming and making a lot of noise, and I don't want the microphone to pick that up. Anyway, enough excuse making. I'm trying to manage my stream here. Do we have a stream even going on? All right, for some reason, I can't see it. All right, so I'm going to just assume. Let me see something here. Let me see the chat in the comments. Are we good over here? Yeah, it might be a short one. It might be a short stream, but it might be 2 hours. And it might be featuring me sweating right now. So let me do the super chats, as I'm probably going to lose them during the stream. So I want to do the super chats now so I don't lose them and all of that. So today's topic we're doing, should women be shamed for being ran through more times than the Holland Tunnel? All right. And at the same time, can men out here say they're pump and dumping and then shaming them for being 304s? You know, these women get called all kind of names, all kind of names. We call them 304s. You call them salami smugglers and all this stuff. And women are going, hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Your intentions are to have intercourse with me when we go on first dates. But now you're going to call me names. Should they be shamed for this type of behavior? So what we're going to do is we're going to do the super chats. Before we do the super chats, I got to go grab something. So you're going to go listen to my man right here, my main man, the uncle we never had. Let's go ahead and listen to him.
Here comes the bankroll. He's coming, goddamn. Here comes.
This is what make it all happen right there.
That's what make it happen.
This is what make it happen.
If a man want to know how to meet a nice woman, how he meet her?
With this. First damn word come out your mouth, I got money.
But those not respectable women.
I don't want no respect. I want some ass. Damn the respect. I want you to break down like a 12 gauge double barrel shotgun and show me what you're working with.
But don't you want commitment?
What? Go who?
You don't want to be committed.
I'm committed to getting her to that bedroom and giving her what she needs.
Now, do you think he respects women? All right, he wants to respect women. I'm sure he does. But he wants to get down to the bottom line. Now, I think when he gets down to the bottom line with this, I don't think in any way he disrespects the women. He actually uses them for what they need, and then he goes on. But there is one reason for men to shame women for being 304s, for having high body counts. So, ladies, I want you to listen up. And, gentlemen, I want you to listen out. I'm going to give you here in the about the 25-minute mark, maybe the 30-minute mark for the ladies. I'm going to give you one reason why, yes, women should be shamed for body count. Now, I'm going to defend the SLUT walk. You going to go out there and have multiple partners? I'm going to defend all of that. So, ladies, hold on. I'm going to defend all of that. And then also, after I give you the one reason why, yes, they should be shamed for being 304s or having high body counts, I'm also going to give you a question to ponder, something to reverse it, something to make you think. When you ask this question, because a lot of ladies want to know, they're like, why are we getting shamed and you guys are pump and dumping? Why are we getting shamed and you can do it too? Why do men become studs and we become sluts? All right, we're going to talk about that. Let's go ahead and get to the super chats. Big L says, greetings, coach. Just got back from my trip from Columbia. He says, planning another one in a month. I'll give you a shout out if I happen to see you there and show you where all the action is. Shout out to you. Hey, my experience with Colombian women already has been home runs. So that was my first and it won't be my last. So maybe I'll join you in Colombia one of these days. Appreciate you, man. And, you know, from what I hear, the Colombian people are okay. You know, you just got to start, just got to do. You got to stay. It's like, hey, guys, when you travel, it's just like traveling here in the United States. Like if you get dropped off in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to go to Detroit. Most people are going to say Detroit's dangerous. Watch out. Well, Detroit's not really dangerous. You can go to the outskirts. You can enjoy some time. Now, if you end up in 8 Mile, all right, now it's going to be dangerous for you. That's just like anywhere else. You know, you dropped off in L.A. Perhaps I'll go to downtown L.A. Perhaps I'll stay at the Hotel Cecil. All right.
Nope.
Yeah, you're probably not going to want to do that. But there's other places in L.A. you'll be totally fine. Perhaps I'll go to Carson and Compton.
Nope.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that. But there's other places, Marina Del Rey, where you'll be totally fine. All right. Ladies love Cool C. Shout out to you and shout out to your ode to our man, LL Cool J. He says, welcome back to the East Coast. Did you hear about the 46-year-old mom marrying? The 46-year-old man marrying his goddaughter in the Comunità. Somebody might have did a video, and I haven't been able to keep up with YouTube over the last couple of days, so I didn't see the story. I think somebody posted a meme, or I don't know how I got it. I saw it just briefly, and I don't know why they up in arms. She's 18. She's legal. Goddaughter, I mean, what does that mean these days? She was legal. I mean, it wasn't. They're not blood relatives, are they? If they're not blood relatives, all's fair in love and war, as they say. Oh, man. Now, until I hear the story, I really can't tell. Okay, but that's just my first impressions. Mom says, a trial of true men with the sponsorship today. Shout out to you. He says, totally unrepentant on free, Fresh and Fit. Coach, you and a handful of true men speak for real ninjas that will never get their flowers. Keep your heart colder than a nuclear winter. And he says GTN, hashtag GTN, but a boot print to the grill when you kick the enemy, these nuts deposit into oblivion. All right, that was a whole bunch you had to say here. But, you know, first of all, we speak for a lot of men who can't do any speaking. I realize that. You know, we always talk about you guys being entrepreneur, getting your money right. But there's men that they can't get that. They don't have that stability yet. They don't have the voice. Or, you know, they have a job that doesn't allow them that. If they did this job that we do here, you'll get fired from your job. So we speak for you. And this is why people donate, because we're speaking the language that everybody needs to hear. We're standing our ground here. We're standing our ground. And we're the last of the dying breed, as you can tell. We're the last of the dying breed. So I appreciate your sponsorship. I messed up your super chat, but you had a lot to say. But yes, if you didn't catch me on the Fresh and Fit, go ahead and check me over there. Ricky Webster, coach, you showed up and showed out. I love it. You showed up and showed out on Fresh and Fit last night. Free agent for life, French toast props do. I think I did better on the, I don't know what show I did better on. I probably did better on the second show. But normally, you know, the ladies were there. You see them girls, how they was trying to do. All right. Freddie Frappuccino says, shout out to the coach gang. I no longer ask women about their body counts because I already know it's high. She's not yours. It's just your turn. So these guys are of the impression of, look, let them do what they want. Let them bang who they want. It doesn't matter to me. And I agree with you on that one. I agree on you with that one. I never ask, especially when you get older. And if you're dealing with older women, what's the point of asking a woman what her body count is? I mean, it's irrelevant to you at that point. You know, you're not trying to get anything more out of her. What is going on here? I'm trying to close. Get it. What is this? I'm trying to get to my stream. All right. Just to see if I can get all the super chats, and all of these windows are popping up that never pops up. But nonetheless, we'll figure that out later. I don't listen. If a woman's over 25, her body count should not matter to you. But hold on. Let me get there. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. We got a couple more super chats and we'll get on to the show. Mr. Joshua, enjoyed you on the Fresh and Fit after hours, coach. Icy was masculine, to say the least. He says, "Did you find any of the girls fistful of 20s worthy?" Yes, there were quite a few that could have caught that fistful of 20s, and there were girls that already said they take fistful of 20s. So it was no surprise to me that they would have took a couple of fistful of 20s. All right. He says, "The girl right next to Fresh was cute to me. The Iron and Board Kaylee." Yes, the Iron and Board Kaylee was cute. There was a couple of good looking girls there. A couple of good looking girls. There were some girls that were probably, I would say, would be pay and dismiss worthy. There was very few maybe that was, hangout worthy. But they were all cool characters. Everybody was cool. Everybody was cool. Everybody could have got the pipe, though. I mean, just about everybody could have got the pipe. Like 90% of them, they would have got the pipe. But that about it. My man Simon Small, super sticker. I can't see it. I apologize, man. And then, is there another? I got some new comments here. Let me go down. I don't want to leave brothers out today. And I apologize. My stream, I'm not in my normal setup, so I can't see things the way I want to see them. Okay. All right. And we're almost caught up. Let me do two more. All right. Let's see here. Brown from the West, I don't shame them. I encourage 304s. So, ladies, if you're wondering, there are men here that don't mind that you're 304s. All right. And I would agree with them. Let's get into the show here and kind of tackle this. Ladies, there are some men that really don't care. All right. I already got the limited mark on this one on YouTube. All right. Goodness. I guess it was the women word in there. But there are some men that don't care that you contribute to 304 activity. And it's totally fine. It doesn't matter to me. And this is the reason why. Are we at the 20-minute mark yet? We're not quite there. So let's talk about the ways women have been shamed. First of all, let's just understand this. Gentlemen, women are not monogamous. I'm going to say this again. I did an entire video series on this. Women are not monogamous. Now, society has put them in the monogamy position in which a lot of people have been convinced that they must save themselves, right? Religion has done this, societies, in order to build communities, in order to build stability, in order to have a fair chance at selecting a mate for the man side. They have been convinced to restrain or repress their sexual desires, okay? So you will meet a woman from time to time that will look at sex as if it's disgusting. This is disgusting. And she has to say that publicly. Because if she says, "I like the smuggle salami," you're going to think she's automatically a SLUT. You're going to automatically say she's a 304. So women learn very quickly, and they're trained very quickly socially, that they can't say those things until they're married. Now, when they're married, all of a sudden they're able to say they can enjoy sex. But before that, it is everything's disgusting. If you say something to her that is not really disgusting in a male's vocabulary, they will say, "This is disgusting." They will be outraged. Well, they have to say it because they've been programmed to say these things. And no one's easier to program than women. I mean, children are harder to program than women are. But women are the easiest to program because they live off fear. So when it comes to reputation, when it comes to society's expectation, women fall in line. Just look at the amount of women that immediately went to quarantining and masking on, what was it, March 20th, 2020, they immediately went in it. They were immediately sold. You didn't really have to convince the vast majority of them. The vast majority of them said, "Hey, all right, we'll quarantine." I mean, and it happened just like that. So when you look at how this these restraints have been put on them for years and decades and centuries, you can see why they automatically respond to sex or sex conversations with disgust. They have to automatically say no because this is how they've been trained. Now, let me tell you this. Before there was monogamy, all right, monogamy is the newest version of relationships. There were polygamous societies. There were open societies where they knew men had multiple wives. There were very few polyamorous societies. I would, in fact, say probably none, all right? Sodom and Gomorrah would probably be your only biblical representation of that. But there wasn't really no such thing as polyamory or anything. There was Caligula and all that stuff. But for the most part, most societies were built polyamorous, or there were concubines, or there were harems. where the top 10 tier men automatically got the best of the best of the women. And then the ones at the bottom either were used and discarded. They were either spoils of war or they married off and they started their own little families in poverty. This is how societies were before the advent of religion, specifically Christianity, for the most part. So Christianity has encouraged selection of one mate for life. That would be the true definition of monogamy. Well, and on paper, we practice that. But in principle, we don't. Let's go ahead and look at this chart. We don't practice anything close to monogamy. We practice open sexual selection, especially now women have their freedom to do whatever they want. And with that freedom, what have women done a little bit more? They've actually gotten their standards higher based on who they either sleep with or who they mate with, who they build a family with. The standards have gotten ridiculous since they've been able to open themselves up sexually and sexual selection wise. It now resembles more of a polyamorous or polygamous society. We actually are more closer to living in harems and concubines than we are monogamy. And shout out to the people who are monogamous, by the way. And most of you guys cheat anyway. So what is the point? Now, in this, if women have been trained to have disgust and disdain to sex and then open up to it till marriage, this is the point. This is the point. And I'm going to give you the point a little bit earlier. The reason why women should be shamed if they are open to having open sexual relationships and then on the back end, men are pumping, dumping them and women are saying this is fine until they want to get married. Here we go. We'll give you the point right now because we don't know how long we're going to go with this show. It is until that point.
What happened? Where did all the men go?
Now you want to be treated with virtue.
Nope.
This is not going to work out, ladies, for you. See, I have no problem if you want to ride the carousel. I have no problem if you want to ride Highway 304. Life is a hoeway. Yeah, life is a highway out here. Ride Highway 304. Participate in orgies and concubines. Get your back blown out and your insides pushed to your esophagus. Put that face down in the pillow and toot that ass up. Do whatever you want to do. Back that ass up. Shake that ass. Watch yourself. Twerk. Grind. Whatever you do. Bump and grind. I don't care. This is totally fine with me. As a matter of fact, I might participate in it just a little bit. I might not participate in it. I might offer you a fistful of 20s in the process. I really don't care. It is when you switch course that I say, hold up, wait a minute. This is going to be a problem now because now what you're trying to do is say you want to be treated like a woman with virtue. No. That's not how that works. See, you choose your path, especially between the ages of 16, or let's just say legally 18 and 28. You choose your path. Now, you want to go off the path and come back and say, now I want to go find me a man. Now I want to find a husband. But he's thinking,
I am a nasty woman.
See, there's something called ensuring that your DNA is passed on. Ensuring paternity. And if you have somebody that is used to getting their insides stretched out by Chad and Tyrone on the carousel, how could it be that you are now going to say you can be in a stable relationship? It is not possible. It is not possible. And the Bible has warned you of this. It is said once you were of the flesh, now you cannot return to the spirit and then come back and be of the spirit the rest of your life. It says something like that. Don't quote me. I'm paraphrasing. Now you're going to come back in a marital bliss after you've been getting your insides pumped and then say, I'm done with the streets. I'll never return. I'm going to be loyal and dedicated to this one man.
Nope.
It doesn't work like that. And it's probably not going to work out. If you're in a marriage, gentlemen, with a woman that has found herself in the streets, what is likely to happen 5, 10, 15 years after you marry her?
Beautiful, I got a question.
Yes, babe.
If you weren't married to me, what you be doing right now?
In these streets.
You'd be in these what? I believe too, she'd be tied up in these streets.
That's totally fine. The reason why she wants to be in these streets, there could be two reasons. Number one, she never had a chance to be in these streets. And she's watching these 304s having a big old party. She's watching them get and choose any man that they want. She's watching this. But now she missed out on the opportunity because she got married at 24, 25. And she didn't have it. She's going to say, I miss my younger years. And so she wants to return back to these streets. The other reason why she wants to return back to these streets is because she was from the streets. She had already participated in the streethood. And she can't be locked down anymore. In essence, she cannot be married. So I am of the opinion that ladies, enjoy it while you can. And when 35 hits and 36 and 38 hits and you no longer can sell yourself off to the streets, or you want people to lock it down, or you want to be taken seriously, or you want somebody to be serious and have something long term, you're going to have problems settling down now, especially when you've lived a life as a 304 artist. Now, in my opinion, last point on this one, in my opinion, the pump and dump is not a great strategy. It is a strategy. I mean, it is a strategy. You can argue how good it is, but these individuals have a problem. These individuals are going to live a problem that they're not. Look, they're staring down the barrel of having a problem later on themselves, because they're going to spend so much time trying to replace these women. And as women try to find themselves off Highway 304, they're probably going to have to run out of options or go back down and pay or participate with junior college girls and waste a lot of time spinning their wheels with that. Pump and dump is a temporary strategy. I wouldn't say it's something you can maintain over the lifespan of your life by doing that. Even our boy said, I got money. All right. At some particular point, you're not going to be able to just pump and dump 20, 30, 30 year olds when you're 50, 60 and 70. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to figure out another strategy. I'm going to do some super chats, and ladies, stick around, because I'm going to twist it up a little bit. The question is, this is a woman's question. Why do I get shamed for having a high body count, but you guys want to pump and dump? You guys want us to sleep with you on the first date, but then you're going to shame me, which I don't agree with either. All right, guys, one of the things you can fix about these 304s, all right, or women that sleep around, is stop talking about them when you sleep with them. I don't know why dudes want to always say, hey, look, smell it. That right there, that's Iron and Board Katie. Hey, this is Tamika. Why do dudes trash girls after they sleep with them? Okay. There was a time where the communities were small, and so women had to protect their reputation with their heart and their whole, their almighty. You know, you couldn't just go out there frivolously. Now we live in big cities, and so a woman can creep. She can go on out there and get her back blown out all over the place. She can go out and fly to Dubai. She can fly all the way around the country to L.A., New York, Phoenix, Chicago, Miami. She could do all of that stuff and then come back to her community and still be considered virtuous. But before, that was not even there. And so we're also having to live with that. Women no longer have to protect their reputation because they can do their dirt outside of here. They can do it online. They can sell themselves and then say, I never was getting my feet dirty. I can count the number of men that I've been with on one hand. Never believe that, gentlemen. Let's get to these super chats. I'm going to try to catch up to where I was. All right. Brown from the West says he doesn't shame him. He loves the 304s. Jay White says, I'm committed to getting her to the bedroom and giving her what she needs. Hashtag the coach gang. All right, ladies. Hey, one of the blessings of the liberation of women has been men have been able to, I guess, more or less experience sex, more sex than our predecessors have been. We've been able to experience these things where most people had to, you know, you had to marry a girl. You literally would have to go marry the girl. Like, Mormons are now trying to circumvent their sexual system because their Mormon girls out here, they peace leaves are piping hot. So they doing what they call, I can't remember what they call it. But what they do is they say, basically, you can put the salami inside the taco, but as long as you don't push and shove, it don't count. Or what they'll do is they'll put the salami in the taco, and then somebody will jump up and down on the bed, and that's the friction action right there. So he's not actually pumping in her. They're actually doing. So when the Mormons are actually trying to abandon ship and go out there in 304, it's over. All right. Society as a monogamous society is over. Once the Mormons get rid of it, we're done. You know what I mean? They literally tried. You used to have to sing outside a girl's window. Why do I fall in love with you? You have to do all of that stuff. Shoo-wop. You had to marry her. You had to rush her ass to the altar. You had to take her from 14 like Elvis Presley in Tupelo, Mississippi. Rush her to the altar. I want to have sex with this woman. Marry her. Not anymore. Not anymore. You don't got to marry no money. I mean, no money, nobody. Cooper time, coach. The I got money guy has become a Jesus-like figure in my life. Thanks for still putting the work in while you're on the road. Appreciate that, man. He definitely is, you know, you guys need to have people that have different point of views. You know, we call all kind of people named based on how they deal with sex. You call men studs, or you call them tricks or johns if they pay. You call them nasty, dirty, dirty salami, Rodney. There's a whole bunch of things. You know, we call each, everyone gets called a name. And there's another name that I'm going to mention here after I get done with these super chats to put a cherry on the top so that women understand this question. Because you want to go out there in 304. I know you do. I know you do. And I won't talk bad about you after I push your insides to your esophagus. You want to go out there. But men can't go out there like that. And so he gets called something else. And we're going to get to that something else. And it's going to put the cherry on the top on this conversation. Why do you get called to 304? Why do you get called? Why do you get shamed for your high body count while men want to have sex with you? We're gonna put the cherry on the top on that conversation. Shout out to Cooper Time. He likes the I got money dude. Now he doesn't care about a fistful of 20s. Hippity Hoppiness says from Fresh and Fit Fam to the Coach Gang, keeping it real, Coach. Appreciate you for coming over here. We had fun over there. We had fun. M. Rorage. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but we're going to call you MR800. Superpowers would rather drop nukes than accept defeat in a gun war. A nuclear war would be a loss even for the victor. True indeed. He says the next major war will likely be fought with deadly viruses. C-19 was a warm-up. And I agree with that, not to get too off subject. This is definitely a war. It was a war waged on, you know, the rest of the country in essence, you know, by the superpower and the super elites and China. I mean, this is as close to a war as we're going to probably experience in a long time. I mean, the next war will be the end. That's it. We're just going to wipe each other the hell out. But this war, this is a war. We've been already at it 2 years. Okay. Like World War II lasted what? Three and a half, 4 years. So this C-19 will be equivalent to World War III, in essence. It's what it is. I mean, but it gave the elites an opportunity. It opened a door to them. It opened a path for them to do what they've been always wanting to do, which is take your rights. All right. Just to strip them away. And this opened up the door. This was like, oh, perfect opportunity to enact what we already wanted to enact, but would have taken us years. For the life of me, I do not understand why people listen to politicians. For the life of me. But you guys sit there. The governor said. So what? The governor, you work for me. Don't give it rats. Oh, he gave an order or a mandate. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell how many idiots are out there, but you guys are idiots. I mean, for listening to governors and politicians. I mean, the biggest liars on the planet. You guys are just putting your whole faith in these people. Well, he got on the news and said. So that's a goofy politician. Like, he has some say-so. All right, but, you know, it is what it is. Hey, you guys live your life. You see, I'm living my life. I don't give a damn what you guys do. All right. Maryland, not you guys, not the Coach Gang. I'm talking about the goofballs. All right. I mean, you're going to listen to politicians. Oh, boy. Anyway, Maryland guy, 036. Maryland guy, we call him over here. Coach, you were on fire last night. I hope you smashed that junior college girl sitting to the left of you. She was into you. Yeah, she was nice. I'll say that. She was nice. Very nice. But no, I didn't smash that. You know, there could be opportunities. Opportunities could be made. We ended the show at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I had to get up at 5:15 to make my flight to Orlando. So that's how much little time I had. I wasn't trying to mess around. I was like, I'm done with these. It is what it is. The light skin next to Coach should have went with Coach. What the light-skinned one? Oh, you were talking about the same girl, I think. Mr. King, Coach. Good morning, Coach. Wanted to drop a donation for the sugar site recommendation. All right. He says, one surprise has been, how many women are there just to date an older guy that isn't broke? Don't know if that's everyone else's experience. Shout out to the Coach gang. Appreciate you for the sponsorship. And it's been an eye-opening experience to me, but it's an experience that I've already experienced, but I didn't know how wide open it was. You know what I mean? Like, ladies, you know, women, I don't know, because women know these things, but they don't know. They act like they don't know. I'm going to just let you know. Women, this is your notice. For all the women that say these young girls don't want you, I'm just here to tell you, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes if you're not on it. If you're still living in your fantasy world listening to Mary J. Blige, whoa, 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 can't get you off my mind. If you listening to Mary J. Blige and you think it's the same year, bro, you outdated. You need to update your little apps or whatever they call it. Because it is out of control, bro. I can't even keep up with these young girls. I can't even keep up. There's too many of them. They throwing themselves at me. Because you know why? This is why right here. It's plain and simple. It's what we were just discussing. Monogamy is dead. There's no rewards in monogamy for men and women. Okay, I won't say none. There are very few rewards. Now, the only rewards for men seem to be when men sacrifice for monogamy and other people benefit. Society benefits. The children benefits. The woman benefits. But the man rarely benefits. He is like fourth on a totem pole. The dog benefits before the man benefits. And then if his woman wants to go back to the streets, if she wants to become 304, if she cheats on him, he still loses. Now, for women, there is very little benefit if she wants to be of the world and of the flesh. So if she wants to have kids, yes. And she can temporarily lock herself down and then return back to the streets. But if she wants no parts of that, if she wants to not have somebody to report to, if she just wants to live her life and live on Highway 304, there's no benefits from marriage for her. The only benefits from marriage for her would be she can divorce the guy in the future. And so what we're doing right now is we're doing open polygyny, open mate selection, even open polyamory. It's wide open. And so a lot of men are being left out. The top tier men are being rewarded. So whether you're tall, handsome, muscular, wealthy, or can't afford enough. And young women, this is the report that I'm getting back from the young women that I've dealing with and that I've dealt with. A woman that is 22, 25, they can't deal with young men. They can't do it. There's not all of them are like this. There's just a select few. But all it takes is a select few to skew the data, right? If it's 10, 15, 20%, if 20% of the young women are going, there's no way I can date the current available young men, then they're going to say, this guy has, remember, I think I said it on Fresh and Fit or I said it on yesterday's show, $500 to a young woman could change her month, an entire month. But $500 to a 40-year-old woman is nothing. She can't do much with it. She's already in debt more than tens of thousands of dollars. So this is where we are. She's like, the young girl said it on Fresh and Fit. If the guy's going to pay me to go to dinner, she's going to go. She mentioned $500. She was like, I'll go on a date with a guy for $500 because men her age, I believe she was in the age range of 24 to 28. Men her age don't have $500 to give. They don't. We're going to talk about that maybe in tomorrow's show. Okay. They don't have it. And so she's going, I'll jump on that deal. And most women would. They're going to get like the girl I told you. I had a 19-year-old girl in a 911. She's like, I've never ridden in a car like this before. Now, what's the likelihood she's going to find a guy her age to ride in a car like that? Slim to none. And this was her opportunity. And she got wetter than the Niagara Falls. And Coach got to ride the slip and slide. So not everybody is of the mindset, especially in the community. Community people are ass backwards, but we're not going to beat them up today. We're almost down to the secret here. Black Cypher says, thanks, Coach. Another good day working and investing in myself. Yes, indeed. Hey, man, that's what we need to do. You continue to do that, you're going to break out of the, you're going to break out of the matrix. See, when you break out of the matrix of what everybody wants to do, their fears, all of their insecurities, all of the things they're intimidated by, when you start to break that, first the thing they're going to do is grab your ass back. Crabs in the barrel, okay? They're going to crabs in the barrel you, and they'll call you all kind of names. You're hurt, bitter. They'll call you Uncle Tom Coon. You know, everybody has it, no matter what race you are. When you start to break out, I'm going to start my own business. Don't start your own business. Oh, you're going to fail. The economy's bad. Don't move here. If you move there, it's too expensive. Why don't you live here? They'll when you're trying to break out, they won't let you. You're going to leave your family? You're going to leave your friends behind? Oh, my God, what are you going to do? Why are you going to leave us? And then you leave, they ask. I can't believe he left us. I can't believe. Dude, this is how they keep your ass in the matrix. This is how they keep your ass from achieving what you need to do in your one life here. Now, when you start breaking out, they're going to try one more time to grab your ass back. They're going to try one more time to grab your ass back. And then once you beat that last grab and you go flying, they can never get you again. They'll never catch up. The only time they'll catch up is when what goes up comes down, right? Like you have a great fall, right? The higher you are, the louder the fall, or stuff that they say. Well, most people do rise up. The only way you catch up is when you fall down. But then when you fall down, they're going to laugh at your ass. Told your monkey ass that you wouldn't go, right? And so your job is not to fall, or not to fall down far enough for them to laugh at your ass. But when you finally take off and you spread those wings and they can never reel your ass back, they could call you all the coons and all the sellouts. They could call you all of that stuff and they still see you fly. Fly, fly, fly. I drink till I'm drunk. I smoke till I'm hot. Who is that? Gucci Mane? Anyway, when they see your ass flying, they can't do nothing. They can't catch your ass in the air. They try to get you before the plane takes off. That last wheel is on the ground. They're going to call your ass the last available names they got. And when they see you ain't dealing with it and you start coasting in the air at 30,000 feet, they can't catch your ass. They be like, Uncle Tom, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing at 30,000 feet. It means jack-ish up there. My family, what are you going to do? It don't mean nothing. I'm up here. All right. So that's what you have to understand when you're trying to break out. ACDC donation for a skinny cow for the Ranchero daughters, the Ranchero's daughter. A skinny cow. Yes, I'm going to go to the Rancheros in a minute. MJ talks. He says, CGA, how do you rebuild the community with a bunch of TFL men? Or is it a lost cause to try? What is TFL? Somebody remind me what that is. And I don't have all my, I can't see TFL. I'm trying to see what that is. But number one, the community is done. I mean, I don't know why you're trying to save it at this particular point. What I would do is try to integrate into your own space. Or integrate into some sort of multicultural society. Forget about it, dude. Look, the community is done because they want it to always be a matriarch. And the matriarch's always attached to the government. And as long as you have that, there's no way. The rest of our country is almost like that now. And we'll be completely like that in 25 to 30 years. So it'll be almost unsalvageable then for the rest of the United States. Might be unsalvageable now. But the community is a wrap. I mean, forget about it. I would not go waste my time trying to save it unless I lived in a place like Atlanta, right? But if you live in Seattle's community, forget it, man. Just going over there. Just going over there. There's a lot of tattooed titty white girls. They'll take you in. Go to Portland, Oregon. There's a lot of big busted feet white girls there. You could go there, integrate into their, you know, mayonnaise-looking society. You could go, I mean, you could go anywhere. You could go, there's a lot of multicultural areas where you can date Thai women and Mexican women and Latinas. Forget about it, man. It's a rap ski for them. And number one, number two, they just don't want anybody to elevate. And when you elevate, they try to bring your ass back down to their ass, or they'll say, now you need to save us. Well, I only make an 80 grand a year. I know that's high money for you, but it's not enough to take on five people, right? They'd be like, take on your autistic nephew and take on your grandmama and take on, you know, your baby mama, and take on your sister, and not on 80K. I'm doing good for me, but this is going to require you to do good for yourself. I can't take everybody on. Anyway, the Communitas done. It's done. It's a shame. The Communitas could be a fantastic place because what the point of it is for us to have so little in the Communitas, we certainly do make a great impression of the world on the rest of the world. We're like 13% of the population and dwindling, 3,000 early termination of pregnancies a day. But and more or less, we make an impression on our skill set across the world, but we can't monetize it and get out of the shackles on our brain. You know, it's just sad to see. It's sad to see. So make some mixed babies, you know, go somewhere else. Make your own race of people over here. All right. But if you live in the South somewhere, maybe, but everywhere else, forget about it. Junior College Kaylee, see you when you get home, coach. Happy belated. Shout out to Kaylee. Hey, let's get Kaylee on, and I'm going to get to the point here. We'll get Kaylee on. There was a nice little Kaylee on the show yesterday. She was kind of quiet. All right. She kind of talked a little bit. Where is she?
Hi, my name is Kaylee. I'm a blonde. I have no tits. I make boys fall in love with me. They always throw in fits. I like being single. No, I've never been cuffed. These boys want our relationship, but I'm just trying to
Every time she sings that song, I go, wow, that's just... And what you have to understand, if you're joining us late, women are not monogamous. They've been shamed into monogamy. They've used everything to shame them. They've hidden the daughters up in the castle. They've locked their daughters in the hall. And the daughter sneaks out, right? The chastity belt, the scarlet letter, shaming them, calling them all kind of names. You know, there's all kind of names for a woman who's promiscuous. Just promiscuity. When you think of promiscuity, do you think of a man or a woman? The word promiscuity is always probably going to be attached to woman. It is not a judgment against men, more or less. It is a judgment against woman. So they've used verbiage. They've used the fact that you're never going to marry anyone, which turns out to be true. You're probably not going to marry anyone if you are promiscuous. You're probably going to end up in a divorce. The data is there. Believe me, I'm on the road. I didn't have a chance to research this. So they're right. You're unmarriageable, but you'll try it. But they've used everything to stop women from giving their peace leaves out. You know why? Because they want to give it out. What we have to do as men is understand that that's what they want to do. And so they've been freed to do it today. And they have their own choice, right? They have no more society constrains them no more. And what did they choose? They chose concubine. They chose Highway 304. They chose to be in harems. And speaking of harems, ladies, the question you asked me, or the question that was asked that women tend to ask, I'm going to flip it on you right now so you understand. Because you asked the question, well, why do I get shamed for high body counts? Why do you guys call me names for having open sex with other people? When you guys want to bang us on the first night, when you guys are pump and dumping us. And so your question is, you see men openly saying, on date number one, I want to sleep with you. On date number two, I want to sleep with you. Well, if you add that up, then that means most of the women would have to be promiscuous, right? By definition, this is why you're asking the question. Well, I got a question to ask you. And here's a heavy question. Why? Why is it that you say you want a loyal man, but at the same time, you shame men for being virgins? Can I ask another question? If you want a loyal man, why is it that you keep sleeping with the least loyal men? See, you say you want love. You say you want the dream. You say you want romance. But it seems that all the guys you're sleeping with are the least romantic. They're always the guys that are piping down other women. I caught them cheating with me with four women. You're saying you want this, but the virgins are the ones getting shamed on the men's side. While you're being called a 304, men get shamed for not having sex. And while you want a man to be loyal and stable, while you want him to be committed to you, you don't choose any of those. You look at the virgins and say, definitely don't want one of these. I want a man that has women after him. I want a man that is the male version of a 304. I want the man that has social proof. I want the man that is least likely to be loyal to me to be loyal to me. Y'all might have got caught on that one. Y'all might not have saw that one coming. See, it is almost the same question in reverse. See, you're worried about getting shamed for being promiscuous. Men rarely get shamed for being promiscuous. As a matter of fact, he gets rewarded for his promiscuity. You know why? Because now he's talented. Now he has social status and social proof. Now you see that women like him, and that's going to make you like him more. The same way is that women with high body counts are probably going to attract men that pump and dump. So you are attracting what you're shaming, or vice versa. Now, if you think men are hypocritical for only selecting and pumping dumping women and encouraging them to sleep, if you think that's hypocritical, how hypocritical is it for women to avoid the least loyal men, to avoid the men who are virgins and have less sexual partners, to avoid the guys that are out there with less social proof, the guys that are most likely to commit to you, the guys that are most likely be loyal to you, and you keep rewarding the least loyal characters, and you keep shaming the virgins? Women are out here the ones shaming virgins. Men do it, but women do it even more. Look at you. You can't get sex. See, it's always opposite world when it comes to men and women. You are getting criticized for giving up sex, but you're criticizing men. You have no problem criticizing men who can't get sex. When you could easily fix the problem, you can actually go to the man and give him some sex. But
nope.
What do? Let's look at the chart. What do women typically do? Typically, this is like the Pareto principle. We're talking about 80%, 80 percentile. They're always going to be a fat, ugly woman in the middle or at the bottom of the chart that is going to select somebody on the male side at the bottom. So that's probably going to be 20%, right? But the majority of women earlier in their prime, when they're in their fertile years, when they're at their best, when they're the best looking version of themselves, they are doing what? They're not mating with virgins. Today's women are selling themselves off to men at the top of the chain, as opposed to going down to the virgins and rewarding them. So you look at virgins as less than the weight, same way as men look at 304s or women with high body counts as less than. It is the same principle. But you always, when you're dealing with men and women, you always have to reverse it. Sometimes when we're dealing with equality, we basically try to take the same and put it on the same on genders, but we are opposite. And so the opposite is always true when it comes to men and women. For instance, 90% of the time, you're on your back and I'm not. When I mount you, you're on your back and I'm not. 90% of the time. Now, there may be that one or two times that you go ahead and try to jump up and down on me like a bogle stick. That might happen a few times, but it is not the standard position. So you used to being on your back. You're used to actually lying on your back, looking up at my nose hairs 90% of the time. And that's how you mate. Men don't mate that way. We mate the opposite way, in which we are in the dominant position and you submit to us sexually, or submit to the men who are able to get you. The reality is we are opposite, and the opposite will always make a statement true. You criticize men for being critical of you and your sexual choices, where women are critical of men who don't have choice sexually. You don't understand why men, will pump and dump you and then shame you. But you also have to understand that you do the same to men who don't get a chance at you, who don't get the opportunities. While you're saying you want a loyal man, you keep rewarding the Chad, the Tyrone, the high top 10% men or top tier men. You keep rewarding them and then want loyalty as a result. That would be like a guy wanting to wife up a 304. It don't make sense. And if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Anyway, ladies, I hope you understand that. I try to make things and teach it in a way that you might understand it, to get out of your delusion just a little bit. But that is the best way I thought to understand it. Okay. All right. If you have any questions, see me after class. And oh, I'm only going to talk to the women with their feet out. Open toe sandals, open toe shoes. Get in line and I'll deal with you. If you don't have sandals on, you can go barefoot. All right. Anyway, let's get back into the super chats in this mug. Sorry if I missed some super chats. I don't have them in order. All right. Let's see here. I'm scrolling down, scrolling. And I'm about to catch a hamstring cramp. M-Do says, this is a classic, coach. What happens is, style, from back in the day when the bad webcam in the old apartment. This is old style. There's somebody right now tuning in like, look at this broke ninja. Look at him. He had a nice place. Now he done went all the way down. Listen, first of all, I'm in Orlando. I'm not in my home turf. I was in Miami. So if you look at the previous stream, I was in a hotel in Miami. Now I'm in Orlando. All right. I'm not moving to Orlando anytime soon. I'm going to just let you know that right now. I don't know if I can live in a city this small. Maybe I could. It's got to be smaller than this. I want to live in a small town. Maybe half the year. But shout out to you. Yes, we are back in the old days now. Thanks for sticking around this long. Are there any ladies that disagree with me so far? Emmett Trill, coach, was way too advanced for the panel last night. Hopefully your message was well received. Will be well received at the 21st. Come to New York. The 21 convention is here. Maybe, you know, I've been wanting to do that tour thing. But you guys, you know, not you guys, but the world is still scared. Face condoms and all. Do you have your face condom? You can't talk to me without your face condom. Some of you betas be making love with your face condom on. You put a face condom on, but you going in raw. And how many of y'all been raw dogging the whole damn quarantine, the whole damn lockdown, the whole damn pandemic, but you walking out with a face condom on? I don't get it. The amount of people that are having intercourse out here these days, y'all got the nerve to be putting a face condom on? Stop. I'm talking about the randos y'all been with. Women and men, how dare you walk outside with a face condom on? How dare you? I know you've been sucking seed. I know some of you been sucking it for a stack. I know y'all been swapping spit. I know y'all been going raw dog. There ain't no way y'all should be running out here with a face condom on. But y'all do it. Y'all don't even put a condom on y'all anatomy. I don't get, you know, these virtue signals. I'm not even going to go into it. I just can't deal with it. I can't deal with the hypocrisy. You know what I mean? I can't deal with the Mickey Mouse thoughts. You know, these people are goofy out here. Ladies, I know y'all been out here raw dogging. STDs are going up. But then you got out here raw dogging randos off Tinder and seeking arrangements in Bumble and Hinge. You know, and what else? Plenty of whales. But then you want to go out here and put a Band-Aid on your own. Look, I got the poke. Yeah, you got plenty of pokes, raw dog style, or with a gym hat on. This is goofy, man. I'm telling you, man. I can't stand human beings, man. The things y'all do out here in this world, I got my face condom on. You walking in the airport, everybody walking with your face condom. I went out to the airport. I don't even be wearing it until they tell me to wear it. And so I'm about to punch my thing in. And then the lady comes on. Do you need any help, sir? What city are you going to? And then she's telling me, you know, as she's talking to me, she's telling me to put my mask on. I'm like, I'm going to Orlando. I'll put my face condom on when I stop huffing and puffing, walking to this airport carrying this big ass bag in this backpack, because I'm carrying my whole studio with me. Not my whole studio, but half of it. So I got a big ass suitcase, big ass backpack stuffed with all my stuff in it. I'm like, I can't be running through this airport like OJ Simpson with a face condom on. There's no way. When I get to sitting down and get a drink of water, I'll put my face condom on. Okay. Don't ask me while I'm huffing and puffing to the gate, trying to catch trams. All these big ass airports, you got to get off the plane and then you got to go on the tram, go from Concourse D to A. What the hell's going on here? I'm like, man, look, I'm sweating. It's hot as hell in the South. I don't know how you had slaves out here. I'd have revolted on day one. I ain't working in this. I guess y'all didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't know. You were like, it's supposed to be like this. Until y'all got out west. And you were like, damn, there ain't no mosquitoes. There's no humidity. Holy. People lose their mind when they come out to the West Coast. No humidity out here. They like, shit. You can go outside. You ain't got to be slapping mosquitoes. Nope. You could just go outside. No mosquitoes. And it's dry. You ain't even sweating. Brothers, you don't even have to carry a towel around. Where we at? Winston Thomas, coach, I saw you sweating while sitting next to Amber. He says, did you give her number? Wait a minute. Did you give her your number? She looks like she needs some textbooks and has pretty feet. You know what's funny? We talked about everybody. We were talking about feet. I don't remember if we were talking about it live or we were talking about it before. And we were I was talking about feet because a couple of the girls, you could see their feet. And I was like, oh, that's the thing we talk about, feet. And so then we got to talking about feet. But then you know who messed it up? Icy. What's her name? Icy. She started talking about do gay men like each other's feet? I was like, I'm like, why you mess it up? I never even thought about it or considered it. I don't want to consider it. But yeah, there were some. You know what? And she had her feet out right here. She had her feet out right here next to me. And I was looking at them. I was like, you got some pretty feet. I was like, your feet look pretty. Mind if I take a picture of them feet? She was like, you can take a picture of my feet. And so on my camera phone, hold on for a second. Y'all want to see? Oh, my goodness. She did have some pretty feet, though. Them feet was pretty. She could definitely catch in the Kaylee. She could definitely catch up in the Kaylee, the puppy channel. Let me see here. She was a pretty girl. She was from Canada, I think. I think she was, she told me what her background is racially. She's a very, what do they call it? They call it a, not unique, exotic look. She has an exotic mix of culture. Rodrigo da Silva, RDS in Brazil, says, coach, I don't shame them. I just treat them accordingly. And they don't like it. They get offended all of a sudden. Can't have both ways. I agree, Rodrigo. Why do they want to be 304s? And then when you say, okay, how much we talking right now? What do you mean? Like that movie with Tom Cruise. When the woman says, what do you mean? I'm not a working girl. I don't sell myself. And then he basically was like, well, then I really can't afford you then. Right? It's more expensive to have her. Free women cost the most. It's more expensive to have them, to date them and be traditional and marry them and have a relationship and engagement. It's more expensive. So Tom Cruise, what was the movie called? Jack Reacher, I believe it's called. The famous quote in that movie, the girl sits down at the bar and he's like, you know, what are you, young girl? Like, what do you want? I just want to get to know you. And he's like, okay, how much? She's like, how dare you? How dare you call me a 304? I'm not a working girl. I'm not cheap. And he was like, oh, you're not a working girl and you're interested in me? Well, then I really can't afford you. Bye. Oh, man. Thanks, man. Shinobi Styles, the question should be, why would you call men tricks for paying if you expect men to pay? Now, that's a whole other. We almost got into that. Shout out to Fresh Prince CEO in here. Great show, man. Thanks for inviting me back on. And I think we almost got into that on the show. But we got into it. I think somebody even brought that up. It was like, I can't remember which girl, but she was like, you pay regardless. She was saying it. And I was kind of like, yes, exactly. And this is when men start calling men name and how they deal with women sexually. You know, this is how we do sex, man. I mean, it could be easy, you know. There's also a lot of jealousy in relation to sex too, right? Because some people can get it easier than others. And so with that, on the men's side, men use jealousy or men use shame, but it's really jealousy. They're jealous of women that can get, you know, get sex easier than men could get it, right? But women, they really don't have to give it out as much as you think. And so there's jealousy. Even there's jealousy of men of other men. Right. Oh, he's getting sex and he's can afford to pay for it. So, you know what I mean? It's cheaper for him. He don't have time to waste. Well, he should be cold approaching. Like he doesn't have time to cold approach. All right. What do you want him to do? Get married? OK, you don't want him to get married. What do you want him to do? sit out on the sideline, he can afford 10 broads a week. What do you want him to do? This is my question to men, because I wish we would put this conversation to bed, but because I've chosen my side and men are uncomfortable with it, they're still saying this 1990s definition of tricking. Okay. You have a man. He has money. All right. Like our guy, I've got money. He don't have time. He runs a business. He travels for work. He doesn't want to get married and put. There's women selling themselves on the open marketplace today more than ever. There's more what you would call prostitution, which I call dating prostitution, but it is what it is. There's more open selling of women today where they can do it on their own. They don't need the pimp, so they can control their sexuality. They're choosing to do this on their own. He don't have time to cold approach. He just doesn't have time for that. He doesn't have time to hang out at the bar. He doesn't want that. He can travel to destinations. He can afford it. And as he travels, it gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. He doesn't want to hit the town and go to the bar scene and pick up on hoes and get rejected and get this woman's number. Oh, it's a fake WhatsApp number. He don't want to deal with that. He goes to the hotel room. He has a link up. He links up, he busts a nut and dismisses her. She gets cash, he gets a nut, and he can now go travel and enjoy the trip. Instead, y'all dumbasses go over there. Y'all don't even go to the tourist spots. All y'all do is go to bars and clubs. And so what, I won't call you a dumbass. What you guys are doing is you're trading your time and experience to go hang out in bars with women who are basically prostitutes. They're basically, the women that you're converting over time are basically prostitutes that say, well, I won't charge this guy. He beat me down on price enough to make me say, I won't charge him. Essentially, this is what we do in the United States. What we do here is the women that you get and you beat down enough to get their number, a fake number, call them, text them, go back and forth, run game on them. You finally whittle her down enough that in between selling herself and giving away peace leave and trying to marry a guy, in between ducking sick for a stack, she gives you a free sample. And you come out holier than thou. Oh, see, guys? If you spend enough time and have confidence, you can get free peace leave just like me. And you done went over there to the Philippines. You done went to the Ukraine. You done went to Croatia. You done went to the Dominican. You done went to Dubai. You done went to Colombia. Wasted your time. Wasted your experience. You could actually become a tourist and actually enjoy the country that you went to. But instead, you go to these places, walk up and down South Sewa, trying to chase hoes. I mean, listen, you do what you do with your time. I don't give a damn. I could go skydiving. I could go horseback riding. I already got my nut in. That girl's gone. She's out of my life. I don't have to talk to her ass again. She's selling it to someone else, or she's giving it to you for free tomorrow. All right, you won, and I'm out enjoying life. I'm on a boat fishing. I don't know. That's just how I think about it. You can debate me if you want. It don't add up. You know what I mean? To me, it don't add up. To me, it's exchanging one resource for another. You want to waste time? I don't want to waste time. I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. You want to go broke-ski style. You want to run out on the hoes. Ah, forget it, man. I'm going to act like I'm going to run out on these hoes. Okay. I mean, look, it's the same conversation. This is how it works. You either pay money, you either pay attention, you either spend time, or you either expend energy. That's how it works, guys. There ain't no way around either one of them. I'll say it again for the knuckleheads in the back. You either pay money, you either spend money, pay attention, spend time, or expend energy. There ain't no way around it. There ain't no, like, unless you're the top guy, you can walk into the bar right now and the girl's throwing panties on you. That is the only exception to the rule. If you're a nobody to the world and you're just a YouTube personality, you're doing one or the other. You're doing one of those four. And in my opinion, they all are the same. There's no distinguishing. There's no, oh, well, you did it this way, so this one is whack. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. You can have the conversation all you want. You'll never sway me to think, yeah, this spending or this pay is worse than the other. It's all the same. And then these goofballs would be like, well, I don't pay directly. I pay indirectly. Well, indirectly, you're not actually paying. No, no, no. You're spending time. You're paying attention. It's all pay or spend. Or expend. All right. Enough about that. Trick if you like. You don't want to trick, don't trick. You want to spend time, spend time. I mean, you're spending something anyway. When you're dealing with women, you're spending something. Anyway. And let's get who's writing in here? Who's writing in here? Hey, no all caps. Dismissed. I don't believe somebody wants to say y'all want to be pimps. What are you talking about? I don't pimp nobody. I don't pimp nobody. This woman want to come jump them down up on me? Hey, let's do it. Whatever you want. We don't pimp over here. And that's another thing. That's a whole nother conversation. The whole pimp, how that person is idolized. I mean, come on. The only thing I say on them is that they understand female nature and they use it to their advantage very early on. They understand what the process is. And they actually like to accumulate money more than they like to have sex. I mean, that is the best thing about that setup strategy. All right. The worst thing is now, economically, you're basically been frozen out. So there ain't no future in pimping. There's none. I mean, these girls can pimp themselves out now. And your ass going to jail if you cross state lines. All right. Moto Surf. I told you to do Biden. Shout out to Joe Biden. Stop bring political. House of Masculinity. Feminism gave men financial freedom. I got money. Shout out to the coach gang. It always works in reverse. You know, they intended it to be a power source for women. But if you think about that marketplace, this is better. It's the best for men. This actually works out best for men that women have now expressed their sexual freedom. Now you can live your life, right? You don't have to wife a woman down to have sex with her. You can figure out whatever strategy you want to employ to get it. And whatever works for you, you do it. But you no longer have to marry them. That has been the most freeing thing for men. Think about that. Michael Babcock, tuition, had a 304 block me when I asserted. He says, when I asserted that you can't work for me. He says, fine, call her a hoe. Telling her she was entitled was the line, shaking my head, enjoy your vacation. I'm not on vacation. This is a work trip, unfortunately. But, you know, the odd thing is this, even when the transaction is about, like, let's just say dating. We were discussing this the other day. Even when it's about dating, or even if it's a transaction, say, sugar daddy, sugar baby. Even when that transaction there, even in those transactions, the men cannot say he wants sex. I mean, the only way he can do it is if he outright pays a streetwalker or some girl to come over off Backpage. Even then, you have to fudge some sort of relationship out of it, even though you know what the end game is. And then when they get dealt with that, I can't believe you just want me to just use me for my body. Yeah. But they have no problem when the top tier men do this. So the whole point of it yesterday was women are going to sleep with who they want to sleep with. Let's see here. Bryson Caldwell, coach, I super chatted you a few weeks ago asking if I should try seeking as a 24-year-old. I've never had so many women blow up my phone. I'm telling you, it is the, I wish I would have actually got an endorsement by them. because I didn't mean to endorse them. I didn't mean to send people over there like that. But what it's going to do is awaken you to what's going on. I think anybody who's dating or is in curious about relationships, you're curious about society and where it's going. Maybe you're a hopeless romantic and you want to live the hope strategy. And as a man, you think you're going to find the woman, your love of your life. What I would tell you is try that out for a week. You try that out for a week, you get a rude awakening. You'll say, damn, I thought I knew what was going on. And if you're listening to any dating coach, any man giving you date advice, any man telling you to do some system, and he doesn't have that in the system as a reference, a suggestion, or a strategy, you got to cancel that guy. I wouldn't pay him a dime because he's missing out on the generation of women that view that as a single source of dating apps or a source of getting out of a bad financial situation. Okay. If you think you guys are going to go, I'm telling you, it don't matter where you are. Somebody says, just find a nice country girl. What you going to do? If you want to do that, you got to move to somewhere Midland, Texas, Odessa, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Go to the Ranchero in Mexico. You need to go somewhere like that. Because guys, if you live in a big city, forget it. Forget it. I mean, go to my members chat here on my member stream. I'm just showing you, man. There's tens of thousands in every city. Tens of thousands that are on it. Live and in living color. Go to my stream. I have the evidence right there. Now, this is the group of women. Now, old-ass women are not going to know what I'm talking about. Although there are some old-ass women on that site, and it blows my mind. Now, that baffles me. When I see 40 and 50, I'm like, the hell are you doing here? But the transactional relationship is becoming very evident. It is a transactional relationship. Women are broke. It backs up everything that I've been saying. So people are trying to understand it. Why would you do that? It backs up everything that I'm saying. Women are broke, or they're using your money and keeping their money. Your money is supplemental. And they are going to continue doing what they're doing. They don't want to be locked down. They don't want 24/7 boyfriends. They want sex. Some of the women enjoy the sex that you have with them. They're not just laying on their back, get done in 15 minutes. They actually think that these are relationships. But what they don't want is to be bogged down by you. They don't want to be text messaged. They don't want to be told, you know, where to be and what to do. They don't want to cook or clean. They don't want to move in with you. They have found a middle ground to dating and marriage and full out hoeing. They found the middle ground, and that is sugar daddy, sugar baby. And not only that, they found a way to open up the marketplace to not just men in their age range. It is mind blowing. It is mind blowing. Even if you broke, go over there. I mean, you're going to figure it out real fast that we're fucked. I just want to say it like that. Our culture of the fake monogamy on paper society. And again, there are people living this, so more power to you. I'm not trying to sway you out of it. You'll get your comeuppance, half of you will, in a divorce. But the single people today, let's just say the single people today, the single market is disastrous. It's absolutely disastrous. If you're saying 20%, 15 to 20% of single women are openly young single women, 15 to 20% of young single women are doing this. And then you tack on the women that are married or want to get, I mean, now you're left with the middle ground. 25% of the available single women are somewhere on Tinder or Bumble looking for love. It's a mess. And it will continue to be a mess. I mean, at this rate, it's going to take a nuke bomb to fix it. And if you're a woman listening to me, go over there and check it out yourself. I wish I would have had an affiliate link at this particular point. And I'm not trying to send you guys over there, but go look. You're going to have your mind blowing. You're going to go, whoa, I didn't know it was like this. This is outrageous. It's insane. Not only that, we're talking about attractive women. You talking about busted Pillsbury biscuit cans. There's a whole mix of it. Oh, hold on. My table's rocky. There was a girl who texted me. She was like, oh, I'm stressing. What you stressing about? Oh, you know, I just had a kid. Diapers, milk, formula, whatever the hell she's talking about. This girl would have, she would have duck sick for a stack just like that with no problem. 21-year-old single mother. And some of y'all single mothers did that when y'all were kids. All right, hold on for a second. Let's see how far back I am because we're only doing super chats now. Mind-blowing stuff, man. The world as we know it, if you want to be stuck in the blue pill matrix and you want to still think it's 1999, 2006, and you're still, you know, because what we're doing is, and I understand you don't want to go over there and look at OnlyFans. You know, you're because I haven't either, to be fair. I haven't done it. I went over there and registered my name as a site just to hold the spot, but it's dormant. But I haven't looked. You know why? Because once I look, it's going to validate what I believe. Once I look, it's going to validate what I believe. It's going to make my belief system, it's going to support my belief system. The same way some of these dating apps have validated my belief system. Okay? Because all you see over there is this stuff. Your experience is this. And you're like, man, well, what happened to relationships? Then when you turn 40, the women are all clamoring for you. Old-ass women. 40, 46, 45, 48, 60, 62. They're all trying to have stable relationship with you. So then you don't want that. Then you try the cold approach, but the bars and the clubs are all closed. You know what I mean? Them hoes already selling themselves and or are married and or are in a relationship and or on the cock carousel. And then you go over to seeking and then you get your mind blown up again. You're like, whoa, these are real women. These are real women. Playing the middle ground between married and hoeing, where they get paid in the middle. Black Chain Motley. My girl caught me lacking. She asked me, he says, what is this little box that says Ledger Nano? I hit the awkward silence. He says, simp token and XRP to the moon. What is Ledger Nano? I don't even know. Does that have something to do with your crypto? Shout out to you. Or you have a journal. I'm getting close here. I think. Kaylin Ferguson, don't let your husband stop you from finding the love of your life. Jada Pinkett Smith. The community marriage. That black love. That Will and Jada love. Esito Russo, coach, a lot of straggles last night. Which one did you put her face in the pillow? Shout out to the coach gang. There were some that I wanted to. There were some that I wouldn't have touched. All right. There was a couple that I was like, nah. But if I have a picture of them, I'll point it out. Black Cobra Ninja 5. Their soul, Aru, wouldn't allow them to be wives. He says, let alone being in a long-term relationship with a man. So that's the problem right there. I don't know what the soul aura. Is it aura? But the soul aura, hey, ladies, once you trickle down that line of putting yourself out there, selling yourself or marketing yourself and Instagramming yourself and OnlyFans yourself and traveling yourself and backpacking through Europe and getting plowed through. Once you do that, there's no way you can soul-wise attach to a man. There's no possible way. It would be the same thing if a guy did that and he had 300 sexual partners. How would he possibly be good in monogamy? I don't think he'd be very good. He could try it. He could try it, but there's no way he'd be very good at it. Same way. Let's see. We got, I'm scrolling down, man. And if I miss Super Chats, I apologize today. All right, Mike D. Some of these beta compilers are driving alone with the face condom on. He says, I just write it off as a way of just keeping themselves from licking the windows. I don't know what that is. The face condom while you driving? Now, that don't make sense at all. Like, what are you hiding from? He says, my man says, don't stop trashing the South. Oh, man. I used to live in the South. I said, I'll never live here again. I could buy up a lot of real estate down here. And where's all the mountains at? There ain't no mountains anywhere but past Utah. Utah and West, there's the only mountains there. Where's all the other mountains? Appalachian? Everywhere I go is the flat as hell. It's like mind-boggling when I'm flying over it. I'm like, damn, there ain't a mountain anywhere. No wonder the floods and the tornadoes start tearing us all up and the hurricanes start blowing all this down. I'm like, can I get a ridge anywhere? If you don't know, man, the West Coast, they got ridges and mountains everywhere. Then you go to past Colorado and over, there ain't a mountain to be seen until you get to what? West Virginia, Tennessee? There ain't a mountain anywhere. Am I correct on that? Am I correct on that geographically? Everything's so flat everywhere. Flat. Like flat back to Kaylee. There was a flat back to Kaylee. She wasn't on camera, though. She was behind the scenes. Y'all should have seen her. She probably was the best one there. But she was with the guy, the other YouTuber that was there. I don't know if that was his girl. Kaylin Ferguson, when Myron asked the girls if they ever had a one-night stand, and most of them said yes, it was telling. Women treat their peace leaves like a Happy Meal, but still want husbands in the future. It's sick. Yeah, it doesn't work for men. It works in their mind. And yes, they could be married one day, but they're not going to be successful wives. The data proves this. And a matter of fact, I've proven this a couple of times with data. The divorce rate skyrockets, especially when you have cohabitation prior to marriage. Most cohabitations are going to break up. We have 50% of cohabitations will break up within a year. We're trying things that are very unsuccessful, and we're doing it on morality, okay? And I get it. I'm not a guy to dismiss morality. I see some virtue and morality in living clean, living faithfully, and all of that. But I'm not going to fool myself either. I'm not going to fool myself either. The likelihood of those working is slim to none. It can work for you, though. So if you're a guy who is hell-bent on that, you better walk the walk and walk it like you talk it and select mates like that. If you want an Instagram model as a girlfriend and you want to live the hope strategy and you want to live in morality and relationships, forget it. Go get you an ugly girl, pimple acne face girl, goofy, with glasses in the back of some mountain, small mountain town in Wyoming. Go there, go get her, and keep her ass there. Do not bring her ass out of there. Don't go on a trip to California, nothing. Don't let her go on a girl trip nowhere. Let her stay right back up in there, and y'all can go to the local bar and just live it up. You can buy a house for $80,000, and you guys can live together in an eternity. Every now and then, she might, you know, the bull riding contest might come in, and she might see a cowboy that she might like. Okay, that's about it. If you bring her ass out to New York or L.A. or she goes out to her on a girl trip, I'm going to see my family in L.A. or going to see me and my girls are going to go out to L.A. Forget it. When she sees that life, she's going to be like, shit. My man says, I'm waiting for the puppy channel. This is an unacceptable delay. I got to plan it out. I told the girls that I'm doing the puppy channel yesterday. And one girl was like, oh, really? You know which one it was? It was the one with the big old gargantuan massive triple D's. She wanted to be on my show. She was like, I'll do your puppy channel. Boy, I was like, I didn't count on big mammaries in the channel. I just wanted pretty feet. She had some big old, those things were outrageously big. They were natural too. So she wants to be on the puppy channel. let's see here. I don't know. Would the puppy channel do well with big boobies? I'm not a boob guy like that. I mean, they're interesting to look at, you know, because you're just looking at them. I know what they look like when that shirt comes off, though. All right. Them damn things be like the wild just everywhere. They be loose and hanging down here, stretch marks all at the end around the air. You don't know what the hell you're going to get. You take that shirt off. I always thought big boobs look better with the shirt on. That's my opinion. Like if you and pushed them up like that, the way she had them, they probably look gorgeous like that. Once you take it off, it probably like be like, whew, should have kept that bra on. They always look better with the shirt. Space Windu tried these new bunion rings. Somebody had a good one. They called it Soul Food. We're going to call our new place the Hooters with the Feet. Soul Foods, S-O-L-E. Coach Junior, sup, coach? Got to pay 2.5, or he says 2.5K to get some faxed on my Beamer. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me stop. He says, I got to pay 2.5K to get some stuff fixed on my Beamer. Stay single, get that money, and some 304s. So, yeah, that's what happens when you own nice cars, right? It breaks down, but shout out to you. Appreciate the contribution. If you were married, you wouldn't, that car would be sitting on blocks. Hey, I think I'm catching up. Maybe not. Aaron Underwood with a sponsorship. Coach, I heard it was your birthday yesterday. I want to wish you a happy birthday from Ohio. Hope you keep bringing. He says, hope you keep bringing it for the next trip around the sun. He says, take care, brother. Dr. Underwood in Dayton, Ohio. Shout out to Ohio in here and appreciate you for that one, Doc. Hey, man, the coach gang is professional around here. Ladies, did you get your answer, by the way? We're just doing super chats. I might wrap it up after I end it and give it to you again because the ladies start coming in late. They never contribute. They never on time. David McFarland, hi, coach, and everyone. Few dollars to the to contribute. Appreciate you to contribute. And let's see, do we got more super chats? Looks like I think there are some more. Bear with me for a second. Bear with me. Oh, yeah, there's another one. Munda Joel, pump and dump. Body count doesn't matter unless you care about her, aka you are a simp. So that is the point. That is definitely the main point of it. If you're trying to marry her, that is the only reason body count matters. If you're not trying to marry her, I don't care about body count. I don't care what you do with your body, ladies. Your body, your choice. Looks like I got these super chats right here. Okay, I'm going to read them here. ACDC, nah, listen, young blood, I score 4 touchdowns in the game. Pay for this course, get you some Gators, cologne, and activator. Sean, he says, you ain't got to spend nothing. You ain't got to spend nothing on these girls. Just something for your activator, your curl. Just something for your Gators, your smooth outfit, you know, your razzle dazzle, your little bedazzle watch and all that, Sean. Nah, man, that don't count. That don't count for spending money on these hoes. These hoes want to see you blinging and shining, but it don't count as spending. Myron I or L says, tell him, coach, salute from West Palm Beach, Florida, free agent for life. Where's West Palm Beach? I saw it on the map. I've never been. I went to Fort Lauderdale the other day. I'm glad I went. I won't be coming back. But shout out to you. Shout out to Florida, though. Florida's nice. Bryson Caldwell, coach, I'll never look at pretty women the same again with it being a high chance that they're on seeking. Well, yeah, man. And shall I say, the price is low for pretty women, to be fair. I don't know, man. It's a mess up. It'll mess you up, too, because what you're going to find is once you find out how low they're selling themselves for, you're going to look at them differently. You're going to be like, damn, is this all I had to do? You literally, dude, you guys have been chasing pretty women around. You could have got it all out your system. It ain't that expensive. It could be for you, for most, you know, if you don't have discipline, it's going to be expensive for you. Like, you got to turn down attractive women. You literally got to turn them down. I'm not joking. It is mind blowing. Yeah, Khalid Cooper saying it blew my mind. It's mind blowing. You're going, wait a minute. And I know some people have already been up on this game. But it ain't that expensive for a very attractive woman to come lay up under your body. The better than you can do, better than you can do running game, I can guarantee you. I'm going to just be honest with you. He says the whole strategy. And this woman is going to be, this woman, you're going to see her on social media and you're going to think she's an angel. Yeah, you did. You mistyped the word son, Aaron. I got you, though. You're going to be like, this woman's an angel. Oh, she's such a good woman. These women are classy. These women are nice. They're not assholes. I mean, I've met with them. These women are not low straggle. There are some straggle daggles on there. You can literally avoid them. You can literally avoid them. You don't have to be with them. But you can literally, you're. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a lesson in life. And then you get it out of your system. Let these goofy people run game on them. You laughing at them in the corner like this. Again, this is the rich man syndrome. Rich men do not care about no game. You know why? Because they can get the best looking women for a very small percentage of their money. Okay? It's not a competition on who's going to get the most women. It's a competition on getting the best women. And there's no competition. They can afford these women 10, 15, 100 times over. And they get them. They get them. So they're going around looking at y'all's asses. This is what they do. I wish I had a cup. They're at the bar. They're at the bar like this, drinking, enjoying their time at the bar, listening to music, and watching you guys run around with like a chicken with your head cut off. They're running around like a chicken with their head cut off. And he's just drinking his wine. He's like, God damn, these dudes are dumb. But you do have to control yourself. All right. You go in there with discipline, because if you're undisciplined with your time, you're gonna lose all your money in no time flat. Where we at? Sage the Kid, coach, longtime listener, first time donation. Gotta start paying my tuition. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for being here for this long. Abdul Rahman. Is it Abdul Rahman? I believe it is. Stop bring Kaylee. Stop bring Kaylee. Yeah, you guys, he said diddy bopping everywhere. They diddy bopping everywhere. They running around. Look at I got these hoes. Look at my girls. They taking pictures. You ever see rich guys take pictures of girls? The girl's sitting on his lap while he's smoking a cigar. He like, it's just another broad. Y'all asses. I do that shit too. But they ain't got to do that, because they had many of them already. They're like, y'all up in Vegas running up and down the strip talking to straggle daggles. You know what they're doing up in the suite at the Venetian? They got a 19, 20, 21-year-old girl coming in clean, no tattoos, no nose rings, no piercings. A girl that they done flew all around the damn country to come in there. She brought a friend. He's in the hot tub. One straddling his waist and the other straddling his face. I mean, it ain't even no competition. One licking this and the other one sucking on that. And you guys don't get it. Where you want to be? Running around Las Vegas to strip, bouncing from club to club, staying up all damn night, talking to a girl. Yeah, what's up, girl? Nah, I don't want your Instagram, girl. Yo, Sean, give me the Snapchat. I don't want the Snapchat. Give me the number. You get home. You get back to the room. You dialing her up. Hey, girl, you want to come over tonight? She like, nah, I'll meet you on that. Why don't we, when you leaving? What time you leaving? Oh, I'm leaving on Sunday. Okay, it's only Thursday. Why don't we see each other on Friday and see what pops up? And then Friday come, harassed and disappeared on your ass. Ghost. Hey, girl, remember you gave me your number? Hey, why don't you text me back? On Friday, you know what she doing? She ducking sick for a stack. And then on Saturday, right as she has the airport leaving, ping. Oh, you want to catch up? Oh, sorry, I'm leaving for my flight. 3 days later, your ass still ain't got no damn payoff. Meanwhile, the rich dude done flew three girls in, three girls out. And he at the high roller room, and he's enjoying his trip. And he's sitting in the gaming room, you know what I mean? He's sitting at the sports betting table, just enjoying the football game. He watching a Monday night football. Ping. What room you in tonight, daddy? He goes up to his room. Excuse me, gentlemen. You know what time it is. They say, go get him. Then he goes back up to the room. He enjoys himself. He relieves himself. She comes back out the elevator, tugging on her clothes. I've been to Vegas plenty of times. I done seen girls come out the elevator. 2 hours later, tugging on her clothes. She's dismissed. He's back to gambling. Anyway, all right, let me stop, man, because I'm going to make all of y'all. Y'all all going to be selling your soul out here for these 304. To you, trampoline coach, he says, it's going to come in handy for them double Ds. Well, I don't even know if that girl could jump on the trampoline. Could you remember that girl that was on Fresher Foot? I don't think she could jump on the trampoline, but I would love to walk her try, see her try, walk her try. Your boy Scout, here's some sunscreen money, coach. Yes, he says, keep us coached up, man. You're saving lives one time for coaching the coach game from St. Pete. Florida came out and represented. Shout out to Florida. Shinobi Style says, I think I saw Mira on KS call in last night. The woman be studying. Was she on the call? Mira called in to the show? Interesting. I haven't seen her here for a minute, but maybe, I don't know. I haven't been reading the chick. She normally doesn't like pay for a comment. She just be out there triggering y'all. Mr. Woody, I'm in Palm Beach. It's two counties north of Miami. Okay, Palm Beach is up there. All right, I think I asked, and I was like, where is it? Somebody said 4 hours away, and I said, I guess I'm not going there. But yeah, man, have some Johnson control. And he says, Mira's a YouTube plant. Wow. She might be. She seems kind of outrageous sometimes, you know? Like she's here to stir up stuff. But anyway, man, shout out to you guys. What is it now? 12 o'clock. I got to go take a trip here. I got to go take a short trip while I'm in Orlando and get ready to get my speech ready. So if we do an evening show today, 6 o'clock, it'll be 6 o'clock here. I'm operating on very little sleep. So it's going to be a short one again. Like I said, this was short and we went an hour and 30 minutes. So anyway, man, control your pipe. What I would tell guys is this, young guys, go get some damn money. All right, or elevate yourself in society. You don't have to be rich. You can literally just change your current position. Like, use the free agent lifestyle as a guide. Change your current position. And then 90%, you actually get a different view of the world. You guys can see the world a little bit different, man. Things that matter don't matter anymore. And then the things that you're trying to prevent as a broke guy don't matter anymore. You'd be like, how dare this woman want $75 dinner? You know, that don't mean nothing to you anymore. You know, you'd be like, all right, what's the best use of this $75? I could pair it with $150 and I could get her to do whatever I want and she'll go away. You know, I mean, make it work. Or you can buy it. You can use it as a car payment. You can buy some shoes. I mean, you can invest it into your business. Do whatever you want, but it will change your perspective in life. Anyway, agree or not agree, who cares? No. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for the support. And let's play the outro music. I think I got all the super chats. Let's play the
next girl. And that's you.
You.
Hi, my name is Haley. I'm a blonde. I have no tits. I make boys fall in love with me. They always throw in fits. I like being single. No, I've never been cuffed. These boys want a relationship, but I'm just trying to...